Hello, my name is Tony Mehta, and I am an attorney with the Office of Inspector General. I'm going to give you information on an important issue for healthcare providers: what to do when you discover conduct that may violate the federal fraud and abuse laws. OIG has created a way for you to disclose that conduct to us. It's called the Provider Self-Disclosure Protocol. I'm going to explain when self-disclosure can be the right decision for your organization and what to expect when you enter the protocol. OIG has long believed that timely corrective action, including self-disclosure, is a key element of an effective compliance program. We recognize that disclosing issues to the government is not an easy decision. But when you disclose a problem in good faith, you are demonstrating that your organization has embraced a culture of compliance and is committed to dealing with the federal healthcare programs with integrity. In a disclosure, you get to work collaboratively with the government towards a resolution. Now, it may sound odd to say that providers disclosing fraud are able to work collaboratively with the government, but it can happen when a provider self-discloses. That provider is in a very different position than one who is under investigation because of a whistleblower complaint or other leads. Also, keeping federal healthcare program payments that you should not have can create additional liability under the Federal False Claims Act and the Civil Monetary Penalties Law. So what should you do when you discover a problem? Here are three things for you to do. First, clarify the issue and confirm that it is a potential fraud issue. Issues that are only overpayments or innocent mistakes can be reported to your Medicare contractor through the normal refund process. Second, consult with a healthcare attorney who has experience dealing with the federal healthcare programs. They will be helpful in confirming that you in fact have a problem and what your options are for reporting it. And third, decide where to disclose the conduct. Disclosure to your local U.S. Attorney's Office may be appropriate depending on the conduct. Also, CMS has created a disclosure process specifically for Stark Law violations, and OIG has its protocol. So here's how to self-disclose to the OIG. OIG's website has instructions on how to submit a disclosure. Since we created the protocol in 1998, many providers have used it. We revised the protocol in 2013 to give more guidance on how to properly make a submission. To date, monetary recoveries have exceeded $280 million.
The most common issues providers disclose include
billing for items or services furnished by excluded individuals, evaluation and management services, and DRG upcoding, duplicate billing, alteration or falsification of records, and kickback and Stark Law violations.
How can you make your protocol resolution process go smoothly? Here are three pieces of advice. First,
think carefully about the timing of a disclosure to avoid disclosing prematurely. Your internal investigation and damages calculation either needs to be finished or you need to commit to being done within 3 months of your submission.
Second, we ask for a lot of specific information in the submission, including a full description of the conduct. Please provide it all. Incomplete submissions may be rejected and may otherwise delay our review process. And third, please respond promptly to requests for more information. We need and expect your cooperation in reaching a resolution efficiently. The plan is for all disclosures to end in a settlement agreement, either a False Claims Act settlement with the Department of Justice and OIG, or a civil monetary penalty settlement with the OIG. In recognition of coming forward and disclosing conduct, OIG gives two important incentives. First, providers generally are permitted to pay a lower settlement amount as compared to providers who do not self-disclose. Second, the OIG does not require a corporate integrity agreement as long as the provider has fully cooperated with the disclosure process. Disclosing a problem and working with the government to resolve it in a collaborative way shows that your compliance program is alive and well in your organization. The saying, actions speak louder than words, rings especially true here. That is why we have created these two valuable incentives, a lower settlement amount and a presumption against having a CIA, to recognize providers who do the right thing and have fully embraced a culture of compliance. OIG is committed to working collaboratively with providers to resolve disclosed conduct. When we work together, we can strengthen the integrity of the federal healthcare programs.